What's up, Jabroniacs? Before we get today's episode started, I wanted to talk to you again about the Patreon because we are still doing our push to 100 patrons. We've made headway. It's going well. But I just wanted to remind you guys that if you like what we're doing, if you want to support this show, remember, sign up for the Patreon and we're going to make it worth your while. We got tons of things we want to do to the show, resources we want to add. We want to have live cash-in features. We want to upgrade a lot of our equipment. We want to invest in some cool merch options. A lot of things we want to do. The sky is the limit, but we need your help. The show is grassroots. But again, like I said, we're going to make this worth your while. We're not asking for handouts, okay? So in this push to 100 patrons, we're going to put out one new bonus patron episode every single week. It'll be one of our movie dissection episodes, okay? And that has already started, okay? Right now, you can go on the Patreon. We have the last week, The Condemned. Stone Cold Steve Austin. We had a great episode about that. We got Suburban Commando, Ready to Rumble, The Marine. And right now, our newest episode is They Live with Rowdy Piper. In the movie. And so you can check that out on become a patron. Go to patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Okay. Now remember, a couple of things we're going to give you along the way on this road to 100. Every 10th patron, right? When we hit 70, when we hit 80, one of the patrons gets to choose which movie we review. At 60, Lisa Dennis, one of the patrons, chose They Live. Great choice. It's awesome to hear from you guys. I think we were going to watch The Chaperone with Triple H. So this was quite a curveball and a way better movie, I imagine. But yeah, when we hit 70, you guys could choose. But also, hey, we are going to have, when we hit 100 patrons, the Cow 9-to-5 8-hour Patreon episode. Spend a full workday with Cal. Okay, I want you to sit down at your desk at the Huggy Factory, and before you order the wheat for the Huggy bread, okay, you're gonna press play, and your whole entire workday you're gonna spend with us. I don't know. This is a crazy idea that we are committing to if we hit 100. And I know it's going to happen, and we're preparing for it, okay? So remember, that's a perk. We hit 100. You'll get to listen to that episode. But along the way, when we hit 70 patrons, what we're going to do is I'm going to release the schedule for this 9-to-5 episode, a half hour schedule laying out what's going to happen along the way. So you can look, you can know what to anticipate. Okay. When we hit 80 patrons, this is big. Okay. We're going to reveal the next piece of exclusive Comedians of Wrestling merchandise that is for sale. Okay, that's gonna be big. We sold out of all the Cow t-shirts already, so I know you guys are clamoring for more. I know you guys have a lot of ideas, but to make it happen, we need that support. So when we hit 80, we're gonna reveal that. Okay, when we hit 90 patrons, it's on. Okay, for every patron from 90 to 100, I will be giving out a piece of merchandise from my own personal collection to a random patron. So every patron that signed up at that point is eligible to get this piece of merch for every single patron we get from 90 to 100. And then when we hit 100, we get that 9-to-5 Cow episode where Newman has said that he might take so many psychedelics that Newman might be on another plane of existence by the time that episode ends. So hey, everybody, big things in the work here. Help us grow this podcast, help us get it to the next level. And if you want to support the show, this is the way to do it. patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Hey, enjoy today's episode.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here.
And I'm Lauren Lapkin.
And I'm Paula Tompkins.
And we have a brand new podcast called Freedom.
Basically, the three of us have a lot of fun conversations together, and we wanted to do a show where we aren't playing characters.
So we abandon our individual podcast formats to discuss each other, the world, and everything in between.
Although maybe we should have done all of our podcast formats on top of each other simultaneously.
I think we should.
Like Friends.
Like Friends.
We are friends. In this limited series, we try to figure out what the show should be called.
A test balloon.
Nope.
KIS, S.
So stupid.
Welcome back to KIS, S.
No one will ever find it.
Oh, honey, it gets worse.
Oh, I like that.
We share weird stories from our childhoods. And I tried to flip over his back, and then we both
just fell, and we both landed on the tops of our heads.
Oh my God! And we make fun of each other a lot.
Which is kind of a bummer sometimes.
Oh my God!
Well, not for all of us, just for one of us.
Wait, who?
That one!
So make sure.
Yeah, because I was like, it's not a bummer for me.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I get my feelings hurt.
Make sure to check out Threedom October 4th, wherever you get your podcasts, baby.
Or go fuck yourself.
Comedians of Wrestling, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree.
You smell what the Rossi is kicking.
I'm your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donski Black Amora, a.k.a. Don Strowman, the Patreon Don, a.k.a. Donnie Capri from the time I went to Italy, a.k.a. the modern day Goof Haraja, coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, gabba wee,
the
girl, she's mine, and damn, in Milwaukee, she's fine. What up, jabroniacs? We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy wrestling reaction.
I've been here for 12 years.
Oh, man, we got a lot to go into. This is a big week of professional wrestling, man. Mm-hmm. But before we do, remember, hey, you can get your opinion on this show, okay? You can cash in. You leave us a voicemail at 316-530-2429-316. 530-2429-BLOW-MY-MIND. Gobble-wee. You just leave us a voicemail there, and good chance we'll play it on the show. We got a shit ton of cash-ins today. You guys were fired up, and I don't blame you, baby. I don't blame you. Hey, remember, this show, if you like what we are doing, and you want more of it, and you want to support it, and you want it to be better, and you want it to grow, we got a Patreon. Patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Right now, we are doing our push to 100 patrons. We're getting there, but we need more support. But hey, we're going to give you value. Every single week, we're reviewing another. We're doing a bonus episode of a movie with a professional wrestler in it. And this week, right now, on the Patreon for patrons, we have the bonus episode of They Live, starring Rowdy Piper. And let me tell you, that was a great movie. And we're going to be talking about that. Check out that episode. That was chosen by patron and jabroniac, Lisa Dennis. That was her choice. Yeah, awesome. Check that out. Also, remember, guys, we got a sponsor of this show. We got to plug the sponsor.
What?
Yeah, we have a sponsor. If we don't plug the sponsor, then you know the bills don't get paid. The lights go out mid-show. Yeah, guys, you know our sponsor, Adam Letterman, attorney at law. Adam is the top guy at the law firm Davis, Zapperstein & Solomon, located in New Jersey and New York. Adam was voted, you can't make this up, he was voted a top 40 under 40 lawyer nationally and is certified by the Supreme Court of New Jersey as a civil trial attorney. Okay, Adam specializes in personal injury law. He knows about all the law, but that's his specialty, okay? You call this guy, you've been hit by a car, a kendo stick, or you've tapped out from a Ronda Rousey armbar. Okay, all Cal listeners get free legal advice. That's just another perk of this podcast. Hit him up on our Facebook page. He is a jabroniac. He's in the Cal group. Adam Letterman, L-E-D-E-R-M-A-N. Okay, hey, hit up Letterman, because unlike Brock Lesnar, he will show up and
be your legal champion.
All right, let's get into it. Nancy Newman not in the house tonight, but that's okay because we got a solid replacement for him. Although
he's not. Oh, I thought that was
Newman. No, you know,
Newman's looking very different today.
Yeah, he looks different. Looks, Newman is now a black man. Is that what you're trying to say?
I was trying to say that. Yeah,
it feels like you chickened out on calling Jakees black, which I don't think you'd be offended by. Because Newman is a white guy from the hoagie shops of Philly. Yo, to my front, he just defeated me right before we recorded. Jakees showed up. I was hoping to do an episode just me and Engineer Anoj, and I could really get all my opinions out. Jakees, he showed up. Jakees Neal showed up to the UCB Sunset. I was going to get a coffee. I was discussing some notes with Anoj, and he beat me in a match.
You
we had a match
for it. Yeah.
I was kicking his ass. I tried to hit him with the stunner. He reversed it.
You had him for a minute there. I thought he wasn't going to be on the pod.
I know. WrestleMania 13 style reversed. WrestleMania 14. He caught the foot, spun it into a stunner. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's okay. Jakees Neal in studio. Neal off.
Podcast world. Don't you dare be sour. Clap for your six-time comedians of wrestling guest and feel the Neal power.
Oh, man.
AKA.
Garbage.
It Neal's good. Oh, what up, niggas?
Six.
Wow. That was not me.
It was Alex Newman, who is now black, is now Jakees Neal.
Six times? Is that real? That's like the Alex Baldwin Club.
That's
in SNL.
Six. This is my sixth time, guys. Wow. And I demanded to be here.
Well,
you earned it, buddy.
I'll say this. I'm happy to have you here. I'm going to be honest.
I'm happy to be here.
When I saw you here, I was upset. And I know, should we going to post the video of the match? I think you flipped the. You simultaneously.
Yeah,
spontaneously.
Luckily, I had a video recorder in my phone.
You caught the whole thing.
So I caught the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Can you believe that?
And honestly, it was a worthy opponent. He defeated me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at the end of the match, unlike Conor McGregor, not to blame him, Khabib, we hugged it out, you know,
we're here. We're good.
We're here.
Hey, listen, man, we left it in the ring. After the match was over, we shook hands. I didn't Undertaker cane you.
Absolutely.
We shook hands. The respect is
You didn't attack Jakees' commercial agent after that.
Absolutely not. Hold on a second. Just crack it to the Womp Center's whoop ass. Oof. A little LaCroix. Unofficial sponsor of the show. Hey, if you want to drink whatever poisons cockroaches, snap it to a LaCroix.
Listen.
Luckily, we have a chemist on the Facebook group who denounced all of those claims.
Yeah, guys. So listen, let me tell you before we go. Guys, remember, this is a professional wrestling podcast. I promise you. We'll talk about wrestling. But I got to tell you, for the Jabroniacs, because, you know, the community's growing. So I got to remind these people. But the official drink of this podcast is the 1%ers Whoop Ass LaCroix. Okay? Bubble water without the calories or the fuss. And, you know, the fuss of caloric drinks. But we drink it here. But LaCroix has been such a big part of the show that every single person I know messaged me about that lawsuit. Like, that day, I got a million messages.
Concerned about
like,
your health.
Yo, everyone was like, yo, you're going to die. You're going to die. There's cockroach poison in there. But you just hit it. It goes even deeper, okay? It's one thing to just be, I drink LaCroix and people send me messages. It's another thing to say, we have a community where we have chemists on hand. We're able to disprove
the
slander. And we might have to talk to attorney at law, Adam Letterman. There might be a lawsuit here against LaCroix besmirching the name of a delicious beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's your official sponsor.
Absolutely.
You were chuckling a bit at our sponsor. Is that because you guys have Casper mattresses on your podcast?
We
have a private practice from one guy in New Jersey.
You were laughing at us?
No. I was laughing because I'm a heel. But I was more laughing because I love that. I could just imagine you'd be like, yo, I love your podcast.
Yeah.
I want to pay you to sponsor. I want to pay you to say my name on your podcast. Yeah.
Listen.
Are you from a big company? No, it's just me in an office.
It's just me in an office.
I will say this. Adam, one of our listeners hit him up for legal advice yesterday.
I know. I think I saw that.
Absolutely.
On the group.
Look, it's good. We're looking to have all trades on hand, all professions.
Yeah.
And not just white collar. We need a janitor. We need a janitor. You know what I mean? We need we need our Henry Godwins, we need our Undertakers, we need every profession.
Yeah, listen, if you're a chemist and you're, you know, in the lab working on beakers and stuff and you need a sponsor for that, Throw us a shout out.
This is the cow world order, okay?
It is.
We need to completely unionize. We need to be self-sufficient. I want it, ideally, where you drop us, the whole Jabroniac Nation, you drop us on an island, and the community starts the next day.
We're good.
It is seamless. There's never that second of like, we can't do anything. No, because we got a guy from AT&T. He's already wiring. Mm-hmm. He's already got that cell phone tower up.
We got coconut phones the guy, next day.
Yeah, immediately that guy, the AT&T guy, he's finding high ground. We got a cell tower day two.
We got
a cell tower.
Hospitality managers training the butler monkeys in the first day.
Absolutely. We need a wrangler. So everyone, listen, we got a drug dealer. We need to have a profession. I know we got one of our listeners is
a chemist.
I don't know what it is, but he's on the tarmac and he can like get the plane ready to go.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
The guy with the orange things?
Yeah, no. That's a
traffic control.
That's traffic. This guy, I don't want to say, I think I know which Jabroniac it is, but I don't want to get it wrong. But he's fueling it up, checking the hydraulics. All
he's
that.
Like doing a damn thing.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a high pressure job.
It is.
It's pretty good. And of course, one thing we do, supply and demand wise, the supply is way too high of our huggy shop workers. I mean, there's a amount of people here who have burnt the bread. A burnt loaf in their time. It's at least 95% of them. You have those demographics?
Yeah, right here. It's 93% have burned a loaf in their lifetime.
Oh,
the
wow.
Yeah, 93%.
I ain't never burned a loaf of bread
anyway,
in my life.
7%. You're a 7%er, dude.
I'm a 7%er.
So, as I say, Nasty Newman is a 7%er. Nasty Newman is not here, so we don't know if he's chosen a t-shirt yet, so that's going to have to be... He's right now in the bowels of some kind of cynical...
Surrounded
Valley.
By candles.
Absolutely.
And like an anarchies.
Absolutely.
He's drunk with power, honestly, that we gave him this choice. He's just sitting on it.
So, yeah, who can know what's going on with that guy? But anyway, cool. So, guys, a lot. Jaquise, I mean, dude. Thanks for coming in because this turned out to be...
Crazy week.
This is a crazy week in professional wrestling. A lot happened. My list here is very long. I don't have to comb through it. But before we get into... before we get into that, I just want to say 10/28 is Evolution and 11/2 is Crown Jewel.
Yeah, and then
what is that?
A week and a half after that.
What is that? Yo, what up, Alex? What is
it's
that?
Survivor Series.
What? And then 2 weeks later is Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So if I don't have the calendar open, but like, wait. So what day of the week is this stuff? What's 10/28 is
10/28
Saturday.
Is a Sunday.
11/2 is a Friday. Do I have that right? Oh, I guess because of the time difference. Okay.
Yeah, 10/28 is a Sunday. 11/2 is a Friday.
So that's 2 weeks in a row, and then we have 1 week off, and then Survivor Series.
And then November 18th is Survivor Series.
So we're getting into one of those. It's going to be
nuts. That's three. First of all. Man, I'm so tired of these glorified house shows.
Yeah, so Super Showdown happened. We could start there. I want to make sure we get to the Conor McGregor thing. I think that's one thing that we could. So let's make sure we don't forget that.
Which was more
but
WWE.
We can't talk about it first.
No.
Because that would be disrespectful to
wrestling.
To the Super Showdown.
Yeah. Yeah, which was.
So how did you feel about the Super Showdown? Me and Newman watched it at my house. He came over at 2 a.m. and we watched
crazy.
It. Yeah, by the end, I was passing out. We did a live stream. By the way, we live streamed it on the Facebook page. And it kept getting shut down.
WWE is on it,
they
man.
It goes by audio, guys.
Yeah.
It's audio. You know, like a horror movie, and they're like, you're trying to figure out, like, what's their weakness? Or, like, what's their power? And we're like, it's the audio. I thought it was the title. So
nah,
if you turn
dude.
The TV down, you can stream
you
it.
You can still stream it.
Yeah.
You need to do it where it's just like 10% slower so it can't pick up the code of the fucking audio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do. They'll, like, slow down for music especially, slow down a beat just a little bit where it's still recognizable,
right.
But it's slightly different, so it can't pick up.
Wow.
This is how you steal shit, guys.
That's interesting.
This is how you steal shit on the internet.
That's good. Listen, Jaquise, we got Jaquise coming at you with all your theft needs.
I'm going to be the thief on the island.
Absolutely. that sound drops so loud.
It is.
Yeah, so anyway, dude, so Super Showdown.
It was...
What'd you think of the Super Showdown?
I mean, look, man, as far as pageantry of the pay-per-view, I love that they have some, because that's one thing that annoys the shit out of me with pay-per-views now is they are all so fucking, they're basically just like Monday Night Raws. There's nothing special about pay-per-views from the stage to how long it is. It's just as long as a Raw with no commercial breaks, although they take a commercial break after every fucking match on the pay-per-view now.
Right.
So I love the pageantry of it, but the show itself, I don't know, man. A couple good matches, but it was whack.
Oh, so you didn't enjoy it at all?
I didn't. I mean, it wasn't bad.
So Super Showdown, it was definitely, like you're saying, it's definitely a house show.
It's just a glorified house show.
There were a couple of matches on there where you're like, this is like, all right, so the Becky Charlotte match, right? That was like a house show title match, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like the belt's on the line, but it ends schmazzy and it ends in a way where they both look equally strong.
Yeah.
It doesn't move the story forward at all, right?
Not at all.
I guess you could argue that Charlotte was gonna win, right?
I guess you can, but it doesn't matter.
But it didn't. It was more of a placeholder than a story mover.
Yeah.
But at least it was a title shot and the belt was on the line. My beef is when they have these matches which are like, literally they had that 3-on-3 match, the Shield, which was the main event of Raw.
You have four titles in that match.
It was the main event of Raw, though.
Yeah.
And also, there's no belt on the line,
yeah.
So it's not like a. You know, it's not like a great rematch to have. But
no.
Look, whatever. You got to remember, this show was for the Australians.
It's for Australians. Yeah, and I get that.
They were pumped. Like, they had a great time.
It.
And look, they put on a good show for them. They brought the pyro.
Yeah.
And also, we did have some cool moments in there. But
you had a couple cool moments, man.
The only moments that matter. I thought the only thing in this match that, the only takeaways for me from the Super Showdown were, they did end the AJ Samoa Joe story for now, right?
Yeah.
Like, AJ tapped out Samoa Joe clean.
Yeah.
You know? Those guys had a great match. It was a match where it reminded me what I like about AJ, which I know you're not an AJ Mark.
I'm not an AJ Mark. I don't hate AJ. I just don't get why everybody thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread.
Let's save that till we get to the Miz segment.
Because
that was Super Showdown. Then, like, the Becky Charlotte thing, the match was, I said it didn't move it forward, but I'm getting more vested in that feud.
It's a good feud, man. I enjoy it, but everything. And this just pissed me off. Everything follows the same fucking formula. This was the third match between Samoa and AJ, and AJ won. Okay, boring. It's the second match between Charlotte and Becky. They had their third one on SmackDown Live, I think, right? I don't know the results of that. Who won that?
The one last night. I don't even know. Actually, that's interesting. Hold on.
I didn't watch SmackDown.
No. It was a double count out.
Double count out.
But the main thing was the spear through the screen. That's what I remember. But I didn't remember if that stopped the match or no. They had a double count out because they were beating the shit out of each other outside the ring. So it ended in double count out.
All right. So which means it's going to Evolution, which, of course, I mean, it's just, all right. I mean, you can see these storylines from a mile away. And the thing that I wish they would do, if you are going to hype these type of events as important and big, then let me see a title change at one of these events. There was no title change at the Greatest Royal Rumble, or was that the one in Saudi Arabia? There's no title change in this one. There probably won't be a title change at Crown Jewel. And it's just like, all right,
man. We've talked about this because, like, we're in holding pattern time of year. Right?
I guess so.
Like, this is a time of year where we have Road to WrestleMania coming up.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of, we got these Survivor Series, which is normally the stakes of it are like, last year was like Raw versus SmackDown. I don't even know if that's where they're going this year with that, but I imagine so.
They'll have
so
a match.
That's kind of like champion versus champion, which, by the way, is always kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because you see which champion, there's just kind of no stakes in it. Like, I do wish they had some kind of all-star game thing, which is like the winner, if this winner gets to like the baseball all-star game, it's like the winner gets home street. Like, if you win, you get main event mania. Like, if the Raw belt wins, they get the main event mania.
Yeah.
Something like that, where it matters, because before it was like, it's like Stephanie versus Shane, and then Shane's just like gone, and there's no lasting. That's why they need to. We've talked about this a bunch. It's like, we need to see more, and they've done a little bit of it. We need to see more like monetary consequences. Like, what are the consequences of these losing deals?
Yeah. What's right? the consequences of it? Yeah.
Right. Because even if it was like, oh, it's hard to do, but you were acknowledged like, all right, Raw is the better show. If I win, I get to GM Raw. Or like, we move SmackDown, we swap rosters, we go Monday night or something. Yeah. It's like, but I know that.
I mean, it's hard to do
that. They can't do that. But something like that would make it make more sense that they care so much. Mm-hmm. They always need to find more stakes and stipulations. But anyway, so then the big takeaway, and this will just go right into Raw.
That match, first of all. The Old Man River versus Old Man River.
Well, I was talking about Triple H, man.
Triple H, Undertaker.
Because that's what I was saying. That was
That was rough, man. I don't know.
That
was rough.
Dude, I didn't see it. Not good.
I would agree that match was. People didn't see it like that. I bumped into people and people were like, "Yeah, they dug it." I thought it was hard to watch. Undertaker's
He's got to quit. He is hurt. He can't wrestle anymore. It looked like I was watching that. You know when you accidentally press the rewind button once and it's just going like back times two, like backwards. That's what he looked like. He looked like he was moving in slow fucking motion.
That's upset.
Throughout this entire match, and I was like, there was that one spot where he tried to flip Triple H over on his back.
Yeah, onto the ladder, right?
Yeah.
On the outside, yeah. And then he it was like a
banister or some shit. Yeah.
And so I think that, yeah, absolutely, that didn't, there were spots like that where it looked ugly to me. Also, it looked like Undertaker, couldn't breathe at the end there. It almost like his cardio was, he's old, man.
He's old.
It was hard to watch. But like, these are for these two shows.
These are for the two
which
shows.
Which is like for the Crown Jewel show, and that's going to be what it is. And then we won't see Taker till Mania again.
Yeah.
And then that's got to be it for him.
I hope so. Because I can't tell if he's doing all that labor breathing because he literally can't breathe or because he's playing it up. I wish. And I never wish this more than after watching him at Super Showdown. I wish they would just kind of change his character up and say, all right, he's a dead man. He's died. He's lost. He died when he got his streak broken. But he can conjure up, just a little power to still fucking wrestle just a little bit. But the longer that match goes on, the more he becomes human old man Mark Calloway.
That would be more interesting. And then you could see it happen. You'd be like, look, he's turning human again.
That way he can have, 5 minutes of just straight burst, and then when he starts to look bad, which he will, it'll make sense storyline wise.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're not doing that. They're not. They don't want to do that because they're selling Undertaker to foreign markets.
Yeah.
Right. And so they're selling him as the Undertaker. Like, you're getting the Undertaker.
Yeah.
The guy that in these other countries, they don't get to see him, although they did see him. They saw him, and Jebby.
Yeah.
Whatever. They saw whatever. Jetty? So, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know Saudi Arabia that well. But I'm saying, so that match was tough to watch, but whatever.
But it led up to something.
It led up to Triple H won.
Yeah.
There was sledgehammers involved. It was nasty, right? Yeah. It was like, and they made it no DQ. I actually thought that was pretty slick. That's one thing that Triple H thinks about it, a lot that I dig, is that he does the no DQ gimmick, where he's
done that before.
Right before the match, they're like, it's now DQ, and that's because he runs the place.
Yeah.
So he's like, yo. And then he's like, that's to my advantage, so I can cheat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we all know it just makes it easier for both of them to wrestle.
Yeah.
It's harder to not have a DQ match. Because then, right, you walking around the arena throwing each other is different than
having a wrestling match.
Having to actually wrestle.
Those are rest spots. When they leave the ring, they're rest spots.
By the way, we wrestled, we had a wrestling match right before this started.
Yeah.
And honestly, the match, I want to say, was
45.
I want to say it was a minute long, 1 minute. And honestly, I couldn't breathe after.
I was beat.
And
I was beat.
And I run on the treadmill, and I run miles at a time.
But moving, learning how to breathe while you're moving like that.
Yeah, wrestling
insane.
Is fucking impossible.
It's hard.
You can't appreciate it. You gotta just go. If you're 30 years old and go ask someone, be like, let's fake wrestle for a minute. You don't have to put hands on each other, but I don't know, maybe put your hands behind their head and walk them a little bit. And you'll see you're out of breath so fast.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Anyway, so Triple H won. That led to Monday Night Raw, right? And Shawn Michaels got involved. But the way it happened is that they turned All right. At the end, they were like, we're showing this big display of respect. Brothers of Destruction, the Generation X in ring, just being like, that was our last match. We're old. Put our hands up. The show. Undertaker and Kane, they're not giving up. Mm-hmm. They turn on him, right? Mm-hmm. So we've now established that the rumors are true. Shawn Michaels will be wrestling again, coming out of retirement after, what, 8 years?
8.5 almost, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, first off, how do you feel about Shawn coming back for this match? Because, listen.
I'm not a fan.
I feel like when I was younger, I was real into, like, the sanctity of things. Like, being like, yo, you can't, don't. When Star Wars, like, when people said they were going to make an Ep 7 mm-hmm, or whatever, mm-hmm. I was already past it by that time. But there are people like, no, it's supposed to be a 6 and whatever. All kinds of puritanical thought. Like, okay, you can't do that. But I'm like, yo. Now my mind is like, nothing. It doesn't take away from Shawn Michaels' first run.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think like that anymore. Like, I've had a complete switch of, like, I used to be like, you can't.
I don't want to ruin it.
You desecrate that. You ruin that. Like,
no, it
doesn't. You ruin that moment. Like, and for proof of that, we all. In this group, whenever I talk to you guys, we always bring up the Flair well. We always bring up the WrestleMania 24, Shawn Michaels retiring Flair. But he didn't really retire. He went to TNA.
He went to TNA, yeah. Which is so funny to me that
we still talk about that moment like it was like his last was match.
Like that was it. And trust me, if Ric Flair wasn't maybe 17 months away from dying, he would still probably wrestle today.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think that's. Do you think well, I'm not going there?
I was
gonna go under over, but no. I want nothing.
Yeah.
I want
this
nothing.
This will be the clip that they play immediately.
But I'm changing my lifestyle. I'm 4 or 5 women every day of my life.
He just got married, which resets the clock.
It resets the clock.
But like, okay, here's my argument is that especially in wrestling, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so like in film or something where it's like you've ended it, and then in like Indiana Jones said the Last Crusade or whatever, right? But then they made Crystal Skull or whatever.
Right.
In film, it is like, oh, you've ended the story, right? It's but in wrestling, these guys come back all the time. Shawn Michaels has been he was the guest referee after he retired. I believe he was a guest referee in the next Mania.
He was with Triple H. No, the Hell in a Cell one.
Right.
So one, two after. But that was right away.
Right.
And
so what? So I'm saying, like, they're around. The difference is they don't wrestle. It's almost like, come on, whatever.
He comes around.
Back. And also, he's doing this match. It's also, we know it's kind of like a house show. It's like doing a corporate gig or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't. For me, if it's not in a pay-per-view or a Raw or SmackDown, it's like it didn't even happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
when a celebrity does like an ad in another country, like a whiskey ad in Japan.
Nobody knows.
You didn't do that.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrities do ads all the time in other places in other countries where like you could see like Kristen Bell doing something completely off brand because like some foreign country gave her like $30 million to like pretend she like smokes cigarettes. You know what I mean? Like this is the same shit. Except is that Kristen Bell fans don't follow all of her ads, right?
They
just
we don't
watch
give a
Frozen.
Shit. It's just what we
wrestling
know here.
Wrestling fans watch it. We're watching these guys shit, basically.
Yeah.
We watch everything they do. All right, anyway, I keep interrupting you.
Oh, no,
I was fired up.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you should be fired up.
Oh, man, because I mean.
It doesn't matter. I they're doing this. Apparently, he's been wrestling. He's in ring shape because he trains at the training center at NXT Kids. But a part of me wishes that it wasn't another DX thing. Let them old men die, man. Like, let Brothers of Destruction, let Kane be a mayor. Let Triple H go to the board. If Hunter was going to come back, I mean, if Shawn Michaels was going to come back, I would have loved for it to be a singles match, but I get it. They have to protect them.
That's the next question, which is like, this is clearly just for the paycheck, but like, if Shawn's coming back, like, you want to see AJ or something, right?
Yeah,
you want to see Sean again, right? You want to see him like put a younger guy over.
You want to, I want to see a run, unless he can't, which I guess this match will show us.
Yo, what about this? Sorry, I'm heated. I just cracked a fucking hot coffee. You know,
you got the 1% drink and the coffee.
But I mean, yo, what if Sean challenged Reigns? And then Shawn Michaels just beats Reigns clean.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking amazing. Imagine that. Imagine you're like, what the fuck?
Amazing.
Because you always know that the older guy is like putting the younger guy over. Imagine they did. Except for, I guess, The Rock beat Cena. But then they did it the next year.
That was a whole year story.
They plugged it as once in a lifetime, I believe.
Once in a lifetime until next year. End of an era until 8 years from now.
Yeah, end of an era until CM Punk says that it's happening. That was for the first match. But all right. Anyway, so then on Raw, we get to Raw. So we're seeing Sean in this match, and he clearly did this for the paycheck, and also because it's a tag match, so it's way easier.
It's way easier. Okay. He can be protected.
Absolutely. But then on Raw, Triple H opens it and cuts a promo where he literally, him and Sean say respect.
About 20 times?
15 times. No, yeah. I counted. 15? I actually counted. I counted it on my Instagram, on my story. I literally had a video of me counting every time. These guys said respect. It's so funny when you cut a promo. The technique of cutting a promo is you find your anchor word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You find your anchor where he's just like, respect. Let me tell you a little bit something about respect.
There will be absolutely no respect.
There will be no respect. Respect is when two men look at each other in the eyes and guarantee that no matter what happens, we'll still have this thing. And that thing, it's called respect. Respect! And you just reset. It's a reset.
Giving
respect.
Your word. And keeping your word. They're like, yeah, dude. Yeah, it was
a respect. And then it was so funny because it was like these two guys, literally, one thing I will say about these guys. All right. First of all, I didn't mind the respect thing. My problem with the respect thing was that it went into DX. And if you're going to be DX, you should have absolutely no respect. I mean, and there should be an air of like, if it's DX, they need to have like an attitude. But I think they were going for these guys snapping and be like, yo, no one respect us. The rules are out the window. Fine. Then we're going back to being D-Generation X, right?
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that you can't switch gimmicks when you're not around.
Right.
We're not even sure what your gimmick is.
Exactly. I mean, they're using the Demon Finn Balor like angle where, you know, Triple H beat him, but had to have Shawn Michaels help. Brothers of Destruction. So they're putting on their super capes, and their super capes are turning into DX. And it's like, all right, man, your old ass ain't wrestled in 8 years. Triple H, like, we know who the fuck you are. You're not turning into DX. Just go fucking do it and be the group that you were, not this. You were respectful now, and you wanted it. You got it. Are you ready? Got it.
So yeah, I mean, I don't mind. Right, I don't mind that they're DX. It makes sense assume that they just already were DX.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I guess there is times where they like became DX. That is how they do it. They kind of like break color war of DX. You know what I mean? We're DX now, right? Like that's how they do it. It is true. There is precedent for that.
But they only do that when either one or two reasons. When either they were fighting, and then they became friends again.
Right.
Or they were on their single runs and needed to come together.
Right.
Like you said, you can't turn into something when you're not fucking here to, like...
No, right.
You're not here to turn into DX.
Right. And so here's where I want to compliment these guys. Exactly. Is that when they were in the ring there wasn't, like, an emotion to them that I was like, oh, you don't feel this... I don't feel this with other angles. Like, okay, so like those guys literally were in the ring and they were like talking about respect and they seemed like legitimately upset.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels actually like had his arm around Triple H and like his face was like looked kind of sad.
Yeah.
And they were like pushing this respect thing, and I was like, oh, I feel like I don't get emotion like that from anyone. Like even except for the only guy who I get it from, two guys, is like Samoa Joe is like his whole angle of like
The Miz
and The Miz
and Paul Heyman,
right? And Paul Heyman,
yeah.
But that's again, it. Right, those are more veteran guys. I'm saying some of these younger guys, you know, no, I hear you, we hear you eating in the mic. It's mad distracting. And Noshe's like fucking shoveling a salad in his face. And I'm like, what? I keep stuttering because I'm like, is this guy eating a salad in the mic? Aren't you the engineer? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I thought it was above my head.
Yeah. Oh, my God. These Canadians are out of control.
Canadians. Control.
No, it's fine. I'm not saying don't eat. I'm just saying I was literally hearing you chew. Anyway, okay. So what? And keep that in. You're not allowed to edit that out.
Yeah.
You keep
yeah.
that in. You need
keep
to be
this,
shamed.
Keep the shame
you
in.
You need to be shamed
keep
in here.
Keep that shame in
your
there.
Your unprofessionalism is now marked in the etches of time. So anyway, well, that's what I'm saying. Is that so? Okay. But the thing about Triple H, they said respect a million times. Mm-hmm. I dug in. Like, okay, now we're gonna be disrespectful. But do something disrespectful. Shawn Michaels didn't even say suck it, right? Because he won't, because he's a Christian.
Hey, yeah, then let Triple H say it. Hey, you know, like shit like that is. Look, man, if you're going to portray it, then fucking do it or don't portray it, man. I get it. You're a Christian. Right. God ain't going to smite you to hell just because you say suck it.
But sometimes he does do so. Like, I don't know. He sometimes does do it.
He doesn't say it because he's Christian, but he used to not.
He just keep eating.
No, I'm
put
sorry.
The mic
no,
up.
No, this is the mic up. I used to love DX. I want to weigh in on this.
No, he yeah. doesn't
so
say
he used
it.
To, so, no. But he used to. So he, yeah. he's a Christian.
Well, he used to do coke. He used to like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so he's like whores, a born. Like, oh, he's a born again Christian.
He was a whole. Yeah, he used to be like a real.
Yeah.
An actual degenerate.
Yeah.
That's what Shawn was actually a guy who. Like, everyone yeah. hated him.
Triple H was actually the one who was straight edge instead. Oh, like, right. never drank. That's why right. he was their friends, because he was, like, their DD and yeah. shit like yeah. that. Yeah, yeah.
But so then Shawn Michaels literally, like, one day.
When did he turn straight edge? A couple years ago.
No, one day he literally, like, turned to his wife and was like, I feel God. Like, yeah. he's described it before. Where he's like, now you're wiping. I hear your napkin. Like, get the thing out of here. Oh, my God.
I hear your napkin.
You're the guy supposed to be telling me when things are crinkling. This is unbelievable.
It's anyway.
Listen,
right.
I'll
give you
hot garbage. Okay, anyway.
I'll give you this, though. Listen.
We're still on DX.
We're still on DX. As much as it was, here's one thing. They still know how to cut a promo, which is why they're still good.
Oh, yeah, those guys
good.
Are great.
They're still, and that's the thing where all these old-ass people coming back, and everybody gets upset. They're taking the spots, and all they have the main event and all this shit. But then they come on and show you why they were fucking good in the first place.
Absolutely. We talked about this a lot in the past 2 weeks because it's just like, I mean, you look at this show that's shaping up, this Crown Jewel, and all the guys they're bringing back, and then it immediately makes you, you start realizing, like, even like Rey Mysterio is coming back, you start being like, man, these guys are, there's a specialness to these guys, and it's starting to be like, yo, some of you younger guys, you've had a lot of time.
You've had a lot of time.
You've had time.
You've had time.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
Roman Reigns, you've had years.
Yeah, Roman Reigns has had four manias. A lot of these guys we just mentioned had maybe one mania headlining moment, and some of them zero.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I mean, whatever. Okay, so anyway, let's move on. But one thing I'll say about Triple H's promo, one thing I love, the toxic masculinity of Triple H and Shawn Michaels is so low. You know, I was watching this and just being like, I wish I could show this to my wife. She was in New York, and I wanted to be like, look at this. These guys are so in touch with their emotions. And like, I know it's a work, but even to do this in front of everybody is like, there's like some of these, and I believe that that is actually a problem. Some of these younger guys actually can't, that takes acting, but also they don't do it in their real lives as well. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
I think there isn't. And I do think I haven't done any mapping here how toxic masculinity affects the indie scene or whatever. But there is a thing, there's too much emphasis on being cool as opposed to telling story. Right?
Right.
And so that is always going to be in the way.
You know, that's one of my biggest things, man. Like, right. I am on that, which is one of the reasons why I'm not a huge AJ fan. I mean, not a huge AJ fan. It's because he's a great wrestler. I don't deny that at all. But man, he sucks at telling a story.
AJ, AJ,
it's just like, all right.
He did fail when Samoa Joe was like at his house. Mm-hmm. He didn't really nail it, and Joe did nail it. But also, they didn't let that thing blow up enough.
No, it's also a part of creative. Like, why not have that match be two out of three falls or some shit? Like three stages of hell. Like,
but Joe didn't. He also did. Well, that's true too. But Joe also didn't ever like.
get to his daughter.
No.
Like, he never even, like, took her and, like, it'd be awesome if he picked her up from school.
That would
like,
be so and, fucking
and then, like,
funny.
Was like, hey, we're going, like, he's not going to do anything, like, weird, you know? I'm not a fucking maniac, but I'm saying, like, he did just, go, like, go to his house a couple times and, like, like I said last week, it's like you go to someone's house, like, all right, cool, go to the house, go in. What are you gonna do? You don't do anything. What are you gonna do? You're just a wrestler. You know what I mean? Like Joe didn't actually go there. Showing up to someone's house is not far enough. You gotta smash or at least smash his car up or
smash
something,
his car
right?
Up. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't
do
anything.
Or just open the door and then black it out so we don't know. Like,
because Joe should have been furious because he actually did win the belt.
He did.
Right? He should have been furious, but he didn't. And he should have been unhinged. He should have been taking it out like Strowman style.
Mm-hmm.
With Strowman, the writing was like he gets properly
moves.
Mad. Anyway, I want to back to my toxic masculinity point. Here, listen to this Triple H promo. This moment he had.
Someone you idolize takes you under their wing from day one because they see something special in you. They help you to become something more.
So, like, he's like, really? He's like, that guy, like, he took me under his wing because he saw I was special and he took something. This is a guy's like 300 pounds and he's like, he's the owner of the company. There's something where it's like, that really hurt me. And saying that in front of everyone, I don't know. I think that's why I watched this promo back and forth and like recorded it. And I was like, I was very into it in that way.
Because it's a connection, man.
And like, also their chemistry. The Are You Ready moment
is
awesome.
Good. The connection is there. You feel like they actually care and believe what this story is.
Right.
And at no point did I ever feel like, for instance, to compare, not to keep harping on this, but to compare, at no point did I feel like AJ really gave a shit that Samoa Joe was threatening his family. I never felt that.
I actually sent a clip in, but I don't know if it was here. Oh, here. This is literally how he, I didn't play this last week, but I'm glad we did this. Listen, Samoa Joe's at his house and he's like, I'm at your house. And then AJ goes,
what are you doing at my house?
What are you doing at my house, man?
What are you doing at my house? I'm about to kiss.
What are you doing
door.
At my house?
AJ Styles reminds me of Dave Chappelle's white voice. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's like his character. Yeah. Kind of.
What are you doing at my house?
Yo, Chappelle pulls one of the, speaking of Dave Chappelle, Chappelle pulls one of the most pro wrestling moves of all time. As a matter of fact, it's something I really, Chappelle did it. The first time he did it, I was like, what? And then I've been like, pro wrestling. And actually, I'll say what the thing is first. Chappelle wears his own name on his stuff, right? He wears his own logo. So literally, so my wife opened up for Chappelle a couple weeks ago, and I went to the show, and we were talking to him after the show, like, super nice guy. I'm super
name
Hollywood.
Name drop,
super Hollywood.
Name drop. Yeah. Shit.
Okay, anyway, look, guys. I think, you know, this Hollywood
Who
stuff
else
is
you meet?
It's making me...
Did you meet Obama?
What?
Did you meet Obama, too?
I met Barack Obama, the president. He told me a couple things about Trump you guys don't know.
Dan has the nuclear codes.
More details about his penis than Stormy Daniels. Okay, I don't know. That was weird. But I'm not editing it. But
we edit nothing.
Yeah, no. But so, no, only if Shrebs is here. It's the only time we have to edit. Jason Shapiro, the king of saying things right. I think that might be too far. Always funny, though. Good heightening. He always knows how to heighten.
He's a very funny guy.
Sometimes he heightens to a place where I'm like, yo, I know you know how to write. I know you're a good writer. But anyway, so Chappelle literally was talking to him. He's wearing a necklace with that Chappelle C. He's got his own C, you know, it's got like a black and red C.
Yeah,
he had that. He was wearing a leather jacket that had the Chappelle C on it. And then his t-shirt, this is the thing, his t-shirt was that like crack character he did on Chappelle's show.
Love it.
What's Tyrone Biggums?
Tyrone Biggums.
Yeah, that character was on.
No, that's not the crack show. The Tyrone Biggums is the black supremacist.
Isn't it Tyrone something?
Yeah, I can't believe
Tyrone was from the black white supremacist, blind white supremacist.
No, yeah, that's who that
right?
is.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, that is so fucking pro wrestling. He rocks his, not only does he rock his own merch, he's rocking his logo, like he's Roman Reigns.
I love it.
He had a necklace like he's Jeff Hardy, like with the, you know?
And so when I was going to do, when I shot my stand-up the special thing, so I was like, yo, should I wear the cow shirt when I record it? Because, like, people don't do that. And then I asked, like, Arlen and Shep, I was like, should I wear that? And they were like, nah, you shouldn't, because, like, stand-ups don't do that. And I was like, well, Chappelle does it. Plus, professional wrestlers rock their own merch. And
all
then
the
they
time.
Both were like, you have to wear the shirt. I convinced them instantly.
Yeah. They wear that shit all the time. All
he
the
was
time.
Wearing a necklace with his own... I mean, that's like a rapper move, I guess. That makes sense.
Chappelle? I mean,
yeah.
He's not a rapper.
You wear the label.
No, but
you
wear the label. You wear the label, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was cool. wearing his own. That's like Jay-Z wearing a Jay-Z necklace.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
right.
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not a fashion brand. He doesn't sell the shit.
Right. It's just his shit.
He has that, like, C on his jackets and shit. Yeah.
It's the same thing that he's had since
Chappelle. Like, he's a soldier. Like, it says Chappelle like he's in the army.
Yeah.
It's pro wrestling. Anyway, I got a lot of respect for that. Anyway, cool. Anything that combines my two loves, I'm all about it.
Comedy and wrestling?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the name of the show, yo.
Absolutely. Baby, baby. Gabba, gabba. We got to hit the cash-ins. So we got cash-in. I had one about respect.
All right, class. Your teacher isn't here today, so you've been joined by a substitute. Everyone, please behave. All right, the class is yours.
Hello, class. My name is Mr. Shade, and I'll be your substitute today. So today's lesson is about respect. The thing about respect is that respect is often respected by the respected and reciprocated to the respectful, respectively. But a lack of respect leads to a lack of respect from the disrespected to the disrespectful. Being respectful is always reciprocated, as seen in the famous babyface runs of Chad Gable, Rocky Maivia, John Cena, and Alexa Bliss. They treat everyone with respect and are hence loved and respected by everyone.
He went all out.
They're also often rewarded, as seen in the famous babyface run of Finn Balor. Your assignment for the day is to turn to your table buddies and practice cutting respectful promos. If you're having a hard time getting started, you can role play as your favorite wrestlers and imagine what they would say. Now, if you have any questions, I'm going to be at my desk watching YouTube.
All right. I didn't know. I was about to turn that off because I was like, is that a cash-in?
Yeah.
That's our first sketch-in.
Sketch-in.
Had a button and everything. Yeah, you've been watching YouTube.
I love how much time he had to do that.
The respect, So we got our respect. Hey, it was Tony Shadman, who also created me in 2K19.
I know, man.
Wow. And with my valet, Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
I respect that he took the time to make.
Yeah, absolutely, respect he took the time. Right, I don't get what it was about, but I loved it.
Let's move on, and we're gonna jump around because we've been talking so much about this AJ thing, and I kind of want to get to this Miz AJ moment because I know this was. So look. I think you're saying AJ. I think it's interesting in the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page, talking about Wrestling 4 in the Morning under his eye, blessed be the fruit. In there, it feels like people are split on AJ. You know what I mean? You seem like to me, I've said this a million times. AJ is like a champion to me. He looks like the champion. He wrestles like the champion. I like so many things about him. But if people say they're bored by AJ, I don't think I would fight them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I have a great argument. I think that there is an element of boringness to him. What I've said is that on this podcast is AJ needs like a big feud. Like Samoa Joe is not a big feud. Like Samoa Joe
it could have been though.
Well, yeah, it could have been, but also, I mean, he needs a big feud like a John Cena, like that level feud, which he did have. He was the hottest.
Right. Because he was also a heel at that point, too. But the thing about that, see, here's the thing with that. I agree with you. He needs a big feud. And this was more creative, I guess, than specifically him. But then fucking create that for him. Like,
what
why
was his feud right before him? Just blanking. AJ.
Shinsuke.
Right. That's what I'm saying. These are indie feuds.
Yeah. But, you know, The Rock and Triple H weren't a big feud until they fucking hated each other, and now they hate each other. Hated each other for a long time.
This who said The Rock who and
The
so
Rock
Austin?
And Triple H.
Oh,
you know, you can have more than one great feud, but what it takes don't just follow a formula. Don't just follow, all right, this is AJ's feud now, and then he'll overcome it. Let Samoa Joe win, and then let AJ get his belt back. Like, that's how you create a fucking feud.
Right.
And
well, it feels like he has, like, AJ has actually, like, no competition on SmackDown, right? Like,
and so, that's crazy because yeah. there's so many great wrestlers on SmackDown. Because
right now, SmackDown has become, and this is, like, kind of like you get what you ask for situation, SmackDown has become the more of the NXT style of the two brands,
the B show,
and, right? And it is like a guest of the B show in the terms of mainstream mainstream star talent.
Yeah,
that in terms of wrestling, it's probably it could be argued the A show or at least equal. You know,
yeah,
talent
equal.
Wise, there's great talent on there.
Yeah.
But in that sense, like AJ is becoming like a. And is already a like big time superstar in terms of selling merch and being a figurehead of the company. He's on the cover of the video game. Guys like Shinsuke and Samoa Joe, they're not mainstream at all. You know, so if you want to push AJ and you want to show people what he does, he needs high profile matches. He needs to be wrestling Reigns. He needs to be wrestling like Strowman type guys, like guys who can elevate him.
Let me ask you this then.
But I guess that makes him the argument you can make is that makes him not a champion, right? Because I'm saying he needs feuds to bring himself
all
up.
Of that, then
where
yeah.
like Reigns kind of you can argue does like. If you someone wrestles Reigns, they feel big time.
Yeah.
And he's gets just as much of a push as AJ.
Yeah,
you know?
More of a push.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, to go to that point where, you know, Samoa isn't that guy or Shinsuke isn't that guy, would you say back in the day, you know, Hunter Rock, was Hunter that guy? Even though Hunter was the main heel of the company at the point, married to the boss's daughter.
I think Hunter maps perfectly. I think that's a great call. Like, Hunter never hit the level of like Rock, Stone Cold. And look, that's one thing that is we got to point out, and especially because we have this interactive Facebook group. Mm-hmm. There's always argument like about like what it means because like AJ's super over.
Yeah.
Like the kids do love him. He does feel like the champion.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm always thinking about like when you're like, wow, that person is like a star where you can actually put them in a non-WWE film or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like he feels like a guy who could like walk onto an SNL and people would cheer or something.
Yeah.
Now that's high level. I mean, maybe lower than that. I don't have a good example of what, but like just to be the second guest on a talk show. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, where Triple H now?
Now he is
Triple H's best role, arguably now, is what he is now. The past like couple, past like 5 years to me has been like the best version of Triple H since like the early DX or something.
Mm-hmm.
But his whole like title run, I never connected with the Cerebral Assassin. Like, I was like Triple H felt like a guy who could be a champion, but I never thought like he never carried the company in the way they wanted.
He
but
never carried
did
the
Orton,
company. Neither, yeah, and right? That's the thing you. Those type of character, you need heels like that.
But neither did Edge.
Neither did Edge. You need heels like that. And you don't build those by just throwing them to be beat all the fucking time.
Right.
There's no reason Samoa Joe shouldn't be a champion. Because what you do is you create those Hunters, those Ortons. And, you know, and that is what you need to pop those baby faces like the Rocks.
Yeah.
The John Cena's, the Roman Reigns. You need those type of characters in your business to propel those fucking characters outside of your business.
Right. And that's actually a tough thing about, I completely agree with that point. And then, like, a lesser point of that, that's a tough thing about when a champion goes on a big run. It means a lot of guys get buried along the way.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
And, like, right now, you have these split rosters. There's not that many wrestlers on these shows who are actual contenders.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you can count on one and a half hands how many guys could hold the title on SmackDown. The heavyweight championship. Not a lot of guys.
Not a lot.
So what I'm saying is, if he buries Shinsuke, you know, we're talking about like a 4-month feud where he beats him almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Samoa Joe. And then he's going to bury Daniel Bryan maybe, you know. You start draining the whole thing. But it's because of the CM Punk record. Do you believe that? Do you believe that's why they're doing that?
At this point, I have no choice but to believe it. Samoa Joe
should definitely be champion.
I was hoping they would. And I think, in the past 5 years.
I thought Shinsuke should have been champion.
I thought Shinsuke would have been great. In the past 5 years, when this is all said and done, we would have had over four 350 plus day champions in five fucking years.
Right.
Since Punk, Styles, Lesnar, and
AJ. Right.
That's whack. That's fucking whack, dude. That's whack.
I guess, like, part of me likes that someone holds the champion for a long time. I mean, when it's like, oh, this person is dominant. I do like it.
Yeah,
it's,
I do
it's,
too.
It's difficult because they also are in a place where they're building talent. Like, if Roman Reigns loses, if Roman Reigns had a feud with AJ, right? I know they're both baby faces, so it wouldn't work right now. But like, they had a feud, and Reigns didn't come out winning the belt at the end. You'd still be like, yeah, all right, Roman Reigns is still.
He's still Roman Reigns.
He's still Roman Reigns.
That's why I hope Strowman wins this title.
Right.
Just because, I mean, we've had two world champions who've been champions for close to 4 months.
Well, Strowman. I mean, you said Strowman?
I hope Strowman wins.
Yeah, Strowman's in it. I don't think he's going to win it at Saudi Arabia. So but, okay, cool. So, but let's talk about this thing right now. So,
yes, the Miz thing.
The Miz. Daniel Bryan beat Miz in like 2 minutes, right? And
whack.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I had a feeling this was going to happen.
You did?
The reason I had a feeling this was going to happen was specifically because everyone was like, yo, everyone sees it being telegraphed. Like, I've heard on other podcasts, people, I always think I'm so fucking brilliant. I'm like, yo, here's what they do. You got to have Daniel Bryan go into a complete hole of destruction, self-destruction, and self-questioning his ability and being like, am I too old? Am I scared to fight since the injuries? Am I now I'm a father? I don't want to, I have so much to lose. And like, perfect. Then he gets in his head and you're like, oh, that's all great. But I was like, we all saw that coming. And I was like, oh, they're going to swerve us here. So I still think they're doing that story. They just want to make it even like Miz is going to screw up that match for Daniel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
man, I would love to see the Miz as a champion.
Yeah. Well, he will be the champion.
I mean, he has.
So here's the thing. So we're sitting in the ring. We had a Miz TV segment this week. Daniel Bryan sitting there, AJ sitting there, and I'm watching it. And then Miz is on the mic, and I'm just like, man. Miz is the best guy in this ring, like by far, and arguably the best guy in the company. Like, Miz is so different than everyone else, and he's so good on that fucking microphone.
He's so good on the stick.
That you're like,
and he knows his fucking character.
And not only that, everyone has stick time, but why? You're going to tell me this is writing based? I'm like, this is something I was around Miz at the show I did the stand-up show. We were both there, and I was around there, and I didn't feel like I could ask him stuff. Like, I was asking Renee some super marky shit.
Yeah.
But I want to ask him. I want to be like, yo, how loose are your promos? Like, that's just simple question. Like, how loose are your promos? And I bet they're way looser than we know.
Yeah,
he's around there a long time.
He has Paul Heyman freedom.
Right.
I think.
So I'm saying, like, let's just listen to this Miz promo quick. All right? I took a little snippet from it. Wait, actually, quick, before I play it, Miz tears down guys in a way where you're like I've said this before, where you're like, oh, he says the thing that you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, here's what you're thinking about this guy. Let's say it. And he seems to be one of the only guys who knows how to, like, be like, I'm gonna say the truth. And it's not going to be nice. And like, it's like any idiot who says something is true. It's like, it's true. You're all thinking it. But you're like, yeah, but you're the asshole who said it. Miz is the asshole who says it.
Yeah.
His shirt could say, I'm the asshole who says it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what's so good about him. Like, and the other thing about Miz, and I think this is in this clip, is that he's found a way, a kayfabe way, to say that, like, indie wrestlers are not major, right?
Yeah.
And he says it by discussing prestigiousness of title. That's how he masks it. He's like, yo, you've been the champion for this amount of time, but like, this belt has no prestige. Mm-hmm. You're not even headlining, you know? Like, he does that in a way where, and what
your
he's saying
third
is
match
like,
of the card.
He's saying, yeah, you're good at wrestling. You're better at wrestling than me, but you're not interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Here. So beautiful.
And you come up with this lame, suck the air out of the stadium, roll up to win? At least when I beat you, I knocked you out. And you, you're just another one of him with an annoying southern accent. You've been WWE champion for almost a year. A year. And the title has never been more irrelevant and less prestigious. You want to know why? Championship doesn't headline pay-per-views. Look in the mirror.
good.
Yeah,
dude.
He's amazing. I said this to someone. So here's the other thing about Miz is that, like, I think Miz is the best wrestler in the company. And I say wrestler because for me, wrestling has nothing to do. It's all encompassing.
Yeah,
right?
Wrestling Jamie has nothing to do with wrestler.
Encompassing. She says, I say encompassing. It's encompassing. Is that okay to say encompassing? I can't. It's the Canadian. I can't say because you probably pronounce it differently. I'm not even healing off on
you. Yeah, I'd probably say it weird.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Compassing. No.
Encompassing.
Yeah, it's not that.
Encompassing. That's how I say it.
Encompassing. Yeah. He said it. Encompassing.
I say encompassing.
I say other words.
I know.
Weird.
It's encompassing. Okay. Anyway, whatever. But I'm saying that's all encompassing. I say wrestler. I mean, every crown, every stat. It's why I love wrestling is because you have to have so many talents to be a wrestler. You could be a professional basketball player and be good at only basketball, stink at everything else. Yeah. You could actually be a garbage person and it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I say that, but I say Miz, but I was at a party the other night. It was like actually a wrestling party. These are the circles I roll in now.
I love it.
Literally was dressed like a wrestler and go. I was there and it was like a bunch of indie marks who were like talking about New Japan, which by the way, I love New Japan. I'm a subscriber.
It's great.
Say that. Great stuff. They were saying, like, who's your favorite wrestler? And one guy's like, his favorite wrestler was like, someone like Juice Robinson or something, mm-hmm. and like Kenny Omega, you know, like those choices. And I'm like, who's the best wrestler right now? And it's like, who's the best? I was like, the best wrestler right now is The Miz. And saying that to someone is not easy.
No, because they immediately roll their eyes.
Yeah, and they were all like, this guy's a jabroni. I was completely discredited, but I stick to that. The Miz is a fucking entertainer.
As soon as that would have been discredited, I wish I was there with you, because I would have.
They weren't mean, by the way. They were really nice.
I would have been nice.
Really nice. I had to say, it's easy to just be like, oh, the best wrestler in all, Jeff Cobb. That's easy to do.
Because here's the thing. Well, here's what I would have said. All those amazing wrestlers, fantastic. Would they have got you into wrestling?
No.
We got a lot of us into wrestling. Characters, stories, those type of fucking people. Right. And then you go and you branch out and you appreciate. Ain't nobody getting into wrestling because John, for instance, let's take it to basketball. If I sit down and watch it.
No, do you have to?
No, well, this is how I'm going to relay it. This is how I relay it. If I sit down and watch basketball and.
This is hot garbage.
Okay, sorry.
It's going to prove your point.
I promise. I won't press another job.
It's
going to
prove your point.
Shame. All right. Go.
If I sit down and watch basketball and I look at John Stockton play,
right,
that nigga ain't gonna make me come watch basketball again.
Yeah.
But if I sit down and I watch Michael Jordan play or LeBron, that's what gets me. Now, I know Michael Jordan is the best basketball player ever, but even if I watch like a Jimmy Butler or somebody who's just interesting on the court, John Stockton is great. He's a floor general. But...
yeah,
it's entertainment.
Do you remember like during like the Dream Team times, right? Like when it was going, and then like someone like come on, all of our favorite player was Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
and you're just like, no, my favorite one is like I like Owen Mullins or whatever. Yeah. What's his name? Is that a real wrestler?
Chris Mullins.
I like that one. That's what I always tried to do. It's like I always be like, oh, I like that one the best, just so I had a different one. But
you
no, that one sucked.
You know why the Dream Team was so popular? Because people weren't watching to go watch a good basketball game. They were watching to watch them kick ass because it was entertaining.
Oh, and also the costumes, the jerseys were amazing. Right? Yeah, absolutely. They won by 5,000 a game.
Yeah, that's not a good basketball game. No. That's a terrible basketball game.
It was a squash match.
Yeah, but it was so fucking fun to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but so I'm saying is like, the Miz is the best wrestler in WWE right now. He has the most defined character of anybody. Mm-hmm. He's primed to win the belt in a way where everyone's going to be like, look, he's arrived. He right now is what Daniel Bryan was 5 years ago. And the best part about it, he's such a heel. He's saying it.
Yeah.
He's telling you, I'm Daniel Bryan. I'm the underdog. Everyone here thinks I suck. You think I can't wrestle. I came from a reality show. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, you. And Daniel Bryan looks like an idiot now. I'm sorry. Like, all right. It's hard to say, but Daniel Bryan... I love Daniel Bryan. He's always has a special place in my heart because WrestleMania 30 is one of the best moments in professional wrestling history.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay? And that whole
storyline was fucking great.
And also because it was it was like I remember you'll never forget watching those Rumbles and like number 30 was like I think Rey Mysterio and you're like they didn't even put him in the Rumble. He wasn't even in the Rumble.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He at that Rumble the year that WrestleMania 30 he wrestled Bray Wyatt and lost. Then they didn't put him in the Rumble, and Batista won, and they booed, and they had to change the whole thing. It was right. You know all this. We know all this. You can't write that. And there's a guy whose dream. He's 5'8". He's my height. He's my size. And the guy did it. It's unbelievable. But now. He's just a rich guy. I mean, you know what I mean? He's like us, really, and he's there, and he became the bully. He bullied Miz on SmackDown Live.
Yeah.
From a place where he couldn't even fight. And the Miz called him out on it. The Miz is he understands story. I mean, anyway, so Daniel Bryan's up there and he's like, my dream is to win the belt back. You're like, yo, shove it with your Seattle Seahawks colors. You look like a nerd. Yeah. Daniel Bryan, man, obviously with the talent he has, still a great wrestler. You could get it back, but, and now he's just like a Bella twin.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He's like, so I hate to heel off on Daniel Bryan. And he's also doesn't seem like that nice of a guy either.
His whole boring. Thing.
He seems like kind of a jerk too.
Yeah,
and he smirks through all those segments, and that's it. Anyway, jokes are 2 minute man. It's like old Attitude Era. Like, oh, you fuck for a short amount of time. Let me tell you, I fuck for a short amount of time. Me and the Miz. Okay, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I do think about sports when I'm trying to hold it in because you know it's classic. But for me, I do it because I'm so uninterested in sports. Some of you guys, anyway. All right. Derailed too much. Anyway,
I mean, Miz, you love Miz sports.
Said, by the way, one tweak on Miz is Daniel Bryan said you used brass knuckles, and he should have just been like, "I didn't use brass knuckles." He should have just denied it, like Trumpian. You know, Trump just denies things that are completely. You have video proof, and he literally says like, "I never said that."
Yeah, I mean, it would be so fun when CM Punk was around, and that's when the Shield first came.
Yeah,
and they were obviously working for him, and I remember there's one match. Michael Cole was like, it was the Shield, Punk! It was the Shield! Right. And CM Punk just looked at him, I don't know the Shield!
Yeah.
I fucking loved
that.
I loved it,
that's
man.
That's great. Like, why didn't he just go, I didn't use brass. You wish I used brass. Knuckles. Yeah, like, why wouldn't he do that?
Yeah.
It didn't happen. It did. They should show the video and he'd be like, that's not me. That's literally what our president does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why? Anyway, the point is that Miz, it's hard to say. We got to start... And I think everyone is doing it, but Miz, the guy deserves his due. Like
he deserves his due. He's paid his dues.
Yo, I gotta play this prompt, this cash in because it's you were talking about John Stockton. It's from Stockton.
Let's hear it. Right. It's probably John Stockton.
Oh, Wendy, this is the Super Showdown cash in from the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Easy Bake with the cake, a.k.a. the last remaining Chevroniac, a.k.a. the good doctor coming at you with this quick, hot, and oiled up wrestling action. I want to talk John Cena, a.k.a. Old Man Cena, a.k.a. Pioneer of the Jorts, a.k.a. the Bostonian JBL. I mean, I envision JBL's hair to be relaxing underneath the tight tennis visor, soaking up the skin cancer while JBL sips the sweet tea on his plantation's porch. I mean, when Cena took off that hat, I was searching for the bullhorns. Like, where were they? Now, I wasn't expecting much from this match, and I was not shocked. Cena got the pop we all expected from the 70,000 wallabies watching this float into your father's attire. He landed the five moves of doom with his new lightning fist edition. I mean, all this time away, he comes back with the jab with the fancy name. Anyways, that's all I got to say. The doc has come, and he has finished. Anyways, shout out to Nasty Newman. Us metalheads got to stick together. Shout out to the Patreon, Don, keeping me interested in WWE. Cheers up, boys.
Oh, cheers up. Gabba. Gabba wee.
I love
it. Hey, man, there's nothing to say to that. That was just a good time, man.
I love it.
Keep that energy going.
I love it.
I think we could talk. I think that'll bring us into the next thing I want to talk about, which is the the Crown Jewel World Cup. By the way, you notice we haven't mentioned Evolution really at all. By the way, they're not talking about it either. They're not talking about the Evolution either. It's unbelievable. They push this. They tout this big this women's pay-per-view, which, by the way, is shaping up to not be good.
It's going to be so bad.
I'm going to watch it, but they're not. Like, we're only a couple weeks away, and they've not enticing me at all.
I mean, this is like four matches. Why is there no women's tag team division now?
Well, I thought that there was going to be announced before this, but like, also, where is Sasha?
She must be hurt.
Yeah. Anyway, so whatever. We'll get into that, but let's talk about this quick.
Or the Crown Jewel Mixed Match Challenge
World Cup. Okay, because John Cena's in this. That's why you mentioned John Cena. John Cena came back. What'd you think of the Lightning Fist? Whatever it's called. We had seen it before.
Yeah.
Am I crazy that I don't hate it?
Oh, I hate it. You're crazy.
It is terrible.
It's terrible.
It is terrible, but it's fucking crazy.
I mean, listen, I get what you're saying. It's awful. But if anybody was going to do it, of course it's John Cena.
What's the big deal? Like, John Cena is doing a little Hadouken punch?
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
It matches him perfectly. Also, I love that he gave that promo.
He's such a dork. Like, of course he has that.
I love that he gave that promo at the end. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. And AKA, I'll be back in 4 weeks at the next glorified house show that we have.
In front of Sultans. In front of, wandering the stadium. They don't know the rules of wrestling.
Yeah. At this point, I mean, honestly, this year, John Cena has only wrestled Was he at WrestleMania? I can't remember if he was at WrestleMania. Yeah, he had the Undertaker match. Yeah. He's only wrestled overseas this year.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about. It's crazy to think about. This Evolution pay-per-view is the first female pay-per-view. And then, I think two nights is it? What? Oh, like 6 days later, you have a show that's clearly a bigger show that they care a lot more about for a lot more money. That is no women on the show.
And now you see how transparent this is.
Yeah,
that's why there's Evolution, because they were about to do a second Saudi Arabia. They didn't announce this Saudi Arabia thing until a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, they just probably were like, we saw they got a deal. They got a 10-show deal. Like, they got a big deal. So
there's
think about all the talent they're bringing back. Big Show, Mysterio, Cena's going to be there. Kurt Angle's going to be like, they got everyone. Brock Lesnar, Taker, Kane. It's Shawn Michaels
returning.
Triple H. I actually saw there's like money here, but I mean, this is like probably $50 million show, right?
Yeah.
Those guys are expensive as fuck.
They are. And that sucks, because the women's pay-per-view is a complete afterthought, which it was when they announced it. And now we see that. This is, the women can't go to Saudi Arabia. We can't do this twice in a row. We have a women's Evolution going on. Give them Evolution.
You can literally hear, they're like, all right, we have that women's, so it won't take heat off of the Saudi Arabia show. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. But so they have this match. I don't know what this is. It's a Crown Jewel World Cup. Is it a tournament? It says tournament.
Battle Royal or some shit.
It's not going to be a tournament. Why is everything so sloppy in this company?
It's so sloppy,
dude. And it's a cup. We just have, I mean, whatever. Every single fucking podcast is going to make this same point, which is like, we had the fucking greatest Royal Rumble belt. That's gone. Now we got the cup.
Why did you need a belt for that?
None of these have any stakes.
You have the Andre the Giant thing, where for a couple weeks after they win it, they stand and look at it all happily.
So let's talk about the good. So I don't know what this match is, if it's a tournament, whatever. Well, first, it's got Jeff Hardy in it.
I thought Kurt Angle looked as spry as he's looked since he's been back.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that Kurt Angle, you could tell it was him.
I could tell it was him.
He has such a unique build. He can't even hide in a default player costume.
When I saw his fire red neck peeking out from the back of his gold suit, I was like, oh, that's Kurt Angle. Because his neck is so fucked up that it's a different color, because it's just full of blood that won't rush down to the rest of his body. As soon as I saw that peeking out, I knew it was him. And then you could tell the match. But he was looking pretty spry, man.
Yeah, I mean,
like, all right, Kurt, he needs a few weeks off.
Yeah, he looked really good. Also, yeah, I mean, it was cool. Kurt Angle's in there. I mean, yeah, whatever.
I mean, the match is going
to
be dumb.
I love that Corbin adds himself to matches. This is one thing I like about Corbin. Like, he doesn't pull. We've talked about this last week. Like, he doesn't pull off the role they're giving him. Like, his acting is really bad. Yeah. But I really love the, like, active GM who, like, is, like, giving himself benefits or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, the booker at a comedy club, like, gives himself five. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like puts that. Himself right before the headline.
Absolutely, because it happens.
Yeah.
Like that. I like that. But anyway, Kurt Angle's back. I mean, you know, had the Conquistador thing. It was just so obviously him.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you could tell.
Once he did the suplexes. Yeah, you knew that. But even before that.
I didn't know it was him until he stood up. Because when he was, like, in the ring, I didn't know it was him. But right. I also willingly was not paying attention because I actually think I fast forwarded through the commercial break.
Right.
And then afterwards I stopped and was like, oh, that's Kurt Angle. So I watched the end, but yeah, I mean, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, what is he not the GM anymore or some shit?
No, he's on vacation still because he said in the thing, he's like, I'm still on vacation.
But like just storyline wise, is that the last we're going to see him until Crown Jewel or is this weird?
No, I don't think we're going to see him. Again, I don't think. All right,
I think he's coming back to be a full time.
Let's give the because I feel like I'm shafted. We got the Evolution pay per view coming up, and I'm sorry. These things just, you know, it's just the Bellas. You know, it's hard to care about the Bellas. You know, so the Bellas turned on Ronda Rousey. Did you see that coming?
I mean,
it got spoiled for me.
It got spoiled for me too. I knew it was coming. Yeah, I saw it coming. I honestly, though, as much trash as the Bellas get, they're supposed to be heels. Nikki Bella isn't bad. It's mostly Brie Bella.
Brie Bella
is very bad. Nikki Bella actually has put in the work, and
I like Brie Bella. I'm on record as saying that.
I mean, I don't mind the Bella twins in general. Here's the thing that makes me upset. Let me call out all you people who trash on the Bella. Here's the thing that makes me upset with people talking about the Bellas. Outside of Brie, which that dangerous shit she did, she needs to clean that up. But there are so many trash ass men wrestlers. Not every woman wrestler has to be fucking Asuka or Charlotte or that. Like, there can be levels to this shit with them, too.
Right.
So the fact that we hate the Bellas because they're not as good of wrestlers as the other women who are on a card. Like, get your sexist bullshit out of here. There's so many bad men wrestlers who still fucking get TV time.
Absolutely.
They deserve the TV time, too. So if anybody is out there who's ever been, the Bellas, get them off my TV. Suck a ball.
The problem, the branding.
Like, you suck.
Again, they're not around a lot. It's similar to, like, the Shawn Michaels tribulation where, like, their characters are constantly in fluctuation. They pop in and out.
Yeah.
Where we're like, I don't have any good footing with them. Like, I know they're here. Now, but I actually don't really know what the Bellas' gimmick are.
They'll probably go back to the old gimmick where they were. I don't know.
Their gimmick for a while was we're married to Daniel Bryan and John Cena. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not saying that to be sexist. I'm saying
that was their gimmick.
Nikki Bella dresses like John Cena. Brie Bella wears a flannel around her waist because she's married to, like, a grunge guy from Seattle.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's literally, that was their choice or whatever. I don't know if it was their choice, but that's how it was. John Cena and Nikki Bella had a tag match at WrestleMania 33, you know, and they dressed the same. She literally had, like, a fireman's carry finish style, you know? So I'm saying, and she wears, like, cool sneakers and, you know. So I'm saying that's her thing. So there was a time, I've brought this up before, where I was really connecting with Nikki Bella, where she had a time where she was pulling off the angle, like, that Carmella used recently. Like, I am a diva. Like, being proud of that. Just being like, yeah, I wear makeup. I wear fucking Louboutins. I'm hotter than you. You can look, but you can't touch. Like, and I'm like, yo, I'm all about that.
That's
a fucking, because if that's who she, like, unless I've seen a little bit of Total Divas, but that kind of who Nikki is or whatever, right? Yeah. There's a little bit of she wears like dope clothes. She's getting done up. She's like a model. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She owns that, but she's also strong and can also kick your ass. That's a perfect foil to a Ronda Rousey,
whose thing is
the do nothing bitch, right? That's her actual quote, which is like, yo, my body is meant for sports. Like, I'm not a sex object or whatever. I'm not here to look good for you. I'm sure, am I saying saying something sexist?
No.
Okay. You gotta check me. That's what I always use Zig for when Zig was here. But I'm like, right? That there's two flaws. Like, yo, you can be feminine. You can be proud of that. You can want to attract men or whatever.
Right. But that's
but
not
also,
bad.
I can also kick your ass.
Yeah.
That, we need that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that...
But she doesn't do that. She becomes Bree's twin and John Cena's wife.
Yeah. I don't think that's what this angle will be because, one, John and Nikki are together. I think they're going to go back to being the heels type characters that they were when Nikki was, like, the longest reigning Divas champion, right, for instance.
But even then, she's like, she should change it up. Like, the sneakers, I feel like it's inauthentic. It's like, you're not the backwards hat. That's not who you... I don't think that's who she is.
I mean, I don't know.
I personally... And it's feel, right? Sometimes you get worked. Like, Alexa Bliss, we know, is, like, a really nice person, but really, really slides into that thing where you're like, she must have a mean side.
I love Alexa. She's great. I love Alexa Bliss. Yeah. I don't know, man. With Brie and all, or with Nikki especially, because I am more of a fan of Nikki than Brie. They do. I mean, I know they were out because Brie had the baby and Nikki was injured, I think. That's a big reason why they were out.
And they were shooting.
And they were shooting Bellas all that stuff. Because they have other jobs.
I don't know
within
if they're on
company.
Divas. I have no idea anymore. But
I don't know. I don't watch any of that. But I don't have a problem with them also not having much of a gimmick. Because what's Finn Balor's gimmick? What was Bobby Lashley's gimmick before now? I love that he turned to heel. I actually was popping for Bobby Lashley on Raw. Like, I don't mind that they don't necessarily have a gimmick either.
Yeah, but Lashley, I would say that I would just say straight up with Lashley this week, I got flat out worked. And you can see it. I take notes when I'm watching the show.
Yeah.
And I literally wrote, like, man, like, Leo Rush is, like, mad annoying. Like, I'm like, by the way, I love Leo Rush.
Yeah.
I love him on the mic. I love, he's like, my man. Like, I love all that. He sounds awesome. It sounds unique. It's like, but I was like, he was like speaking, he was trying to get Lashley chance going. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, this is not going to work. This is, like, awkward to watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, the only way Lashley work if he goes heel. Like, this is ridiculous that they think they're going to get him over. And he turned heel right away. And I was like, clapping WB. I was like, wow, I got worked.
It was a double turn, too.
I got worked. Yeah, it was great.
It was a double turn. Kevin Owens turned face there.
Yeah, so did Kevin Owens turn face? I think so, too.
Yeah, he took a beat down, and he took it in a way that faces take beat downs.
Right.
Where it wasn't a weapon. He just literally got his ass beat. Injury and everything like that. Yeah, he took a beat down. That's a face turn. That's a double face turn. That's a heel... face turn right there.
Yeah, Kevin Owens, it's good. Let's give him a face turn because he can have like a punk, like anti-hero.
Yeah.
We could push. He feels like a guy who you think he only works as a heel, but
actually we left him out earlier when we said there's only three. Kevin is good.
Yeah.
Kevin connects to his character too. And he'll be the type of face that ain't gonna come down the aisle high fiving fucking kids.
Right.
or smiling and all that bullshit. Because
he'll come down like punk. Like, he's not going to high five anybody, but people are going to be wearing his merch.
Yeah.
And I think that I also think he can tap into the I'm not a traditional talent angle,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is like, but these people love me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, look, I put on, like, people cheer for me, you know? His music, there's only a couple of guys who honestly, when their music hits, people pop.
Yeah.
One of them is Alexa Bliss. When it just goes like bump, 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 they go
people
nuts. They go nuts. Yeah.
Sasha Banks, they pop for her music too.
Yeah. So
Kevin Owens, though, is a big pop.
So, all right. Anyway, just for time. But, yeah. So Bella, but like, there's another thing. This whole feud, it's just like we turned on them and like literally Nikki Bella put like the L, like loser, on your forehead. It's like, that's already bad storytelling. Like, I know it's like whatever, it's for the camera, but like, she's not a loser, and that's not why you're mad at her. You're not mad at her because like, you're a loser. That's
you're
not
mad
what
at
this
her because she's taking your spot.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's because you've came in here and like you've been like, this is my territory, and you came in here and you think that you're all hot shit. You're not. This is the Bella, right? And it's called the Bellalution, but I don't know. That's minor.
I want to be clear too when I was saying all the stuff, I'm not saying they are good characters and everything like that.
Right.
I'm not saying we can't even talk about it because we can, but I think for the women's side, we don't allow those type of characters without the vitriol that we throw at that. that we obviously. Do for like
you're trying to you think I'm going to disagree with you that yeah. wrestling fans are riddled with sexism.
Yeah, yeah, and it annoys and we think and a lot I see a lot of it. You think you're doing it well? They're just not good. We see what good women wrestlers are. Yeah, 70% of the men wrestlers are not good either. Like it's just the name of the fucking game, guys. It's the name of the game. Yeah,
it's up to them. They don't know, but I think it's up to them. Alexa can't really wrestle, and everyone still likes her. It's yeah. up to the Nick. It's up to the Bellas to connect, and that's their, yeah. they got a couple weeks to do it.
They do.
Like she has, you know, Nikki's got a couple weeks to sell.
Alexa's great.
One thing she should do is like just beat up Brie. That would make her such a heel.
It doesn't make sense why. Yeah, I don't get. You know, is Brie a face on Raw, a heel on SmackDown, or you know, vice versa? I think they don't need Brie. Doesn't need to be with Daniel Bryan anymore.
All right,
on TV.
So. No, absolutely. I think that she's just not going to show up on SmackDown for a while. Yeah. Yo, so and when she shows up on SmackDown, it'll be to break kayfabe because Miz will go too far.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah. it'll go to the place where it's like, hey, and it'll drop it. She'll come down in her, like, regular clothes.
Yeah.
And that's what she's useful for, is getting Daniel Bryan more over.
Yeah.
But Trish Stratus came out, and I just want to say, Trish Stratus is, she's a veteran. I mean, you would think that she's brand new. She's a complete jabroni on the microphone. I mean, she had no inflection, like, no projection. She couldn't perform these. She had, like, good lines, actually. The writing was pretty good for her. She, like, no-sold all of her lines.
Yeah,
I was like, well, okay. She had like she's like, how about this girl? Like that was I gave it too much inflection. She was like,
how about all right, this girl?
She was like, how about her?
Well, and if you Lita don't want to wrestle, you need to tell her what it's like to be in the ring with a Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. It was like right. that. It was like yeah. It was like yeah.
It was very.
Hey, we
sleepy.
Got a cash in about women from Elizabeth Lawler.
Oh. What's up, Cindy?
What up, Jabroniac?
What's up?
Your fave, Calconic, Elizabeth Muller.
Calconic.
Timelines, that beautiful voice. Just kidding. I want y'all's take on the all-women's pay-per-view Evolution. We were watching SmackDown last night, and we noticed Zelina and Carmella not really bouncing off the ropes like you would think that they could. And I know back in the Sasha and Charlotte days, you had opined about getting the girls a smaller ring to work in. Maybe with bouncier ropes. I don't remember. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But I think Evolution would be a good time to sneak that in, make it safer for the ladies. They're going to have a hard enough time as it is. And, yeah, they should really consider it.
Consider what? I zoned out.
Your voter registration, Jabroniac. Cheers up.
Cheers up. I just wanted to hear the cheers up.
Sorry.
By the way, Elizabeth, you just reminded me on the top of my list here was to tell people to vote.
Yes,
on my
please
list.
Vote.
Get register to vote. But I think today's the last day to register to vote in most states.
In a lot of states.
In so, almost every state. But hey, I'm not telling you how to vote, but let's get out there and get vote. This is a very, very important election coming up. You decide if you would like to have things status quo or you'd like to put some checks on what's going on. That's up to you. Anyway, thanks for reminding me. I literally had that for 2 weeks on here, but I'm just too focused on professional wrestling. So, yo, I've brought this up a bunch of times. I have to ask a female wrestler this question. Like, I don't think I'm qualified to answer this, but I always feel like female wrestling seems sloppier. And it's because, like, kind of like in basketball, grossed out by myself. Okay, hold on. WNBA, the ball's a different size. You know what I'm saying? Women are a different size, and they wrestle in the men's ring. They go up on the same ropes that the men wrestle. It's the same pressure to bounce off of them. Also, the ring makes a noise. It's the same exact ring where, like, women, you notice, if you're at a live show, when women get slammed, they make way less of a noise. Sometimes, no noise. Mm-hmm. They get slammed, there's actually audibly no noise. Mm-hmm. So you see a big power move and there's no noise. So yeah, I mean, if I'm WB, I'll be like, hey, let's set up a ring that will make the women's matches better. And that might be making it a little bit smaller. The problem is people like Charlotte, and they're all used to wrestling in another ring. So my guess is if you ask the wrestlers to change the ring, they would say no.
Yeah.
Just turn up the mic on the thing where mic's underneath the ring, you know, and makes the slam.
There are ways you can do that, when they reinforce the rings and all that bullshit, they can enforce. I don't know. They can turn up the mics. They can loosen the ropes up. Right. I don't know. I don't know what they can do. I mean, it's not practical to have two rings.
Is there no female wrestler, who can westle like AJ? Like, are there no female springboard wrestlers? I actually don't know a female high flyer. I don't even know one.
I guess Ember Moon goes up high.
She just does that one move.
She does that one move.
But she doesn't do like a phenomenal forearm. She doesn't like, there's no, like not a lot of high spots.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I can't, unless they're in NXT and I just haven't seen them.
Or like, yeah, or like a Lucha. Like
I'm not watching the Mae Young Classic right now.
Actually,
so.
I've seen Lucha Underground. I've seen some women who do, but a lot of times they wrestle men, and that might factor in, is that it's easier, it's safer for them to, now I'm getting out of the tent. Listen, guys, there's another podcast where people know about that. Right now, you guys know what I know about, okay?
Yeah.
You know what
I know about.
I know about going to a party and telling people Miz is the best wrestler and feeling embarrassed about that, okay?
Nah, man.
All right. Yeah, cool. So we got to wrap up. I got to talk about one last thing here.
Let's do it.
I'm just going to go through for time. I'm just going to just go through a couple of lists of things. Jaquise, if you have a quick thing you want to add in, you tell me. So Randy Orton beat Big Show. He qualified for that cup, that cup match. One night in Milwaukee, turned out no one liked that. That was whatever. No one seemed to be into that. Jeff Hardy is in that. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and we had the Shield match. The only thing I want to point out is in the Shield thing. So they're kind of teasing this, like Ambrose walking out and like he's gonna go. I think we're getting worked there. I actually think that Rollins might turn again or something, or like
that would be dope.
I don't know if Ambrose will do it, but we'll see what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen with the Shield.
Dope. Rollins is a much better heel.
Some kind of work is in the works.
Yeah,
but they're all set. Ambrose and Rollins both have really cool Shield gear, and Reigns, he's wearing his worst vest ever. It says Shield on it. It looks bad.
I mean, because he doesn't change. I don't know, man. I have a problem. I mean, I've talked about this a lot. I just have a problem with Reigns.
Yeah, we've
Reigns
talked about it. And
character.
It's cool because I actually purposely on this episode avoided being like, we're not going to talk about Reigns for the whole time. The Shield, they had a very, they're in holding pattern. Yeah. We're waiting for this match in Saudi Arabia, see what goes on with that. But like, one thing I will say is I've completely forgotten that Seth Rollins was the IC champion and that Rollins is I'm actually, the Shield is the thing I'm the least interested in a lot of these, not the least, but it's not making my top list where you would think. I'm more into the...
Man, I would love to see an IC ladder
AJ
match.
AJ stuff, Miz stuff, what?
I would love to see an IC ladder match at this Crown Jewel event.
But what, does Rollins even have a feud? I guess it's just still Ziggler, right?
Still Ziggler, or...
McIntyre?
I mean, you know it would be dope.
One thing I noticed is McIntyre is winning a lot. He's getting a lot of the pins.
He's legit, man. You know what I think it'll be? I think Ambrose is going to turn, and then it'll be Rollins Ambrose for the IC title.
Right.
That makes the most logical sense. But I don't know, man.
We'll see that. I mean, I would watch the fuck out of that. I will say,
who's gonna challenge the tag team?
Strowman.
Chance?
It's time to push Strowman. He looks like a million bucks right now.
He does, man. I hope he wins.
He looks like $1 million. I mean,
he's great.
The guy is killing it. All right, if I don't say this, people will get mad at me. I don't know how this didn't come up late, but you know, whatever. It was just a crazy week. Becky Charlotte had that with double count out. Mm-hmm. This SmackDown started in a way where Becky and Charlotte were in the ring already. The camera, it was awesome. The camera was from like the second row, like if we were a viewer on the floor, and they were already in ring, and it was for the belt. They're holding up the belt, and
it was so dope.
It's starting. It looked awesome. Look at the beginning of like a Street Fighter match or something. Like it looked really cool, and the match was like five segments long on the show. It was like half of SmackDown. It was awesome, and the ending of it, the spear through the screen looked. It looked awesome. This feud is shaping up to be good, and we have a last woman standing match at Evolution, Becky versus Charlotte. This match is the only match on the Evolution card that I
give a damn
care
about,
and I care a lot about it. I'm interested in it. It's kind of a bummer that it's a couple matches in already, but I don't know. Hopefully this Evolution card, I don't know if I'm just being a shit man or whatever, but I'm not feeling that excited for it. Even the whole, like, the image of Evolution, I don't like the name Evolution. It's like, I hope this gets better.
I hope so, too, man. They got 2 weeks. They got 2 weeks. They probably won't, though.
All right. We got to end. But it's okay, because for the patrons, it's not over.
It's not over.
If you're patreon.com/comedians of wrestling, you can go listen to the They Live bonus episode right now. I have so much to say about this movie, and I think you're going to love it. It's a great episode, and check that out. Jaquise, Neil, thanks for coming. Thanks for being me. Hey, what do you want to plug? Culture Kings podcast?
Culture Kings podcast. Go listen to it. We are right in the middle of a rap beef right now with the How Stuff Works Atlanta crew.
Oh, shit.
So if you want to hear the rap resurrection of J Dragon, which was my rap name back in the day, go check it out. And hey, just go fucking listen to the podcast anyway, because we're doing dope shit over there. And that's enough, man. I do a lot of stuff here in LA. Oh, can I plug this?
Yeah.
Culture Kings Live. We're coming to Chicago, actually, November 29th, 9 p.m. And tickets are on sale right now at chicagopodcastfestival.org. But if you're in Los Angeles, which I know a few of you are, October 26th at 10:30 here at UCB, first Culture Kings Live in Los Angeles. So going to be some stand-up there, some music acts, and then we're going to do the podcast live. So come check it out.
Sick.
It's a hot card.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. I know. Do you want to have a couple chews to end this podcast? Okay, great. Hey, everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.